Live in studio this morning is our monthly update from Superintendent Matt Erickson of Lincoln County School District Number 2. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing well, thanks.
Absolutely. Appreciate you stopping by and giving us some time once a month. I think first off, we got to give a shout out to your bus drivers, and they've had some interesting conditions during the month of February to work with.
Absolutely.
From bitter cold to feet of snow.
They do an amazing job, and not only our bus drivers, but Cindy and Ryan at the transportation department as they lead that department. And then I'd also give a shout out to our county as well as YDOT plow drivers. Man, what a winner, huh?
Right? What a winner.
Yeah. And then I'd also like to recognize law enforcement, Captain Andrews and Sheriff Johnson. You know, they provide extra officers or law enforcement at some of the ball games and high profile events, and it takes a community to keep this thing going. So we appreciate all of the extra help we receive.
I noticed there were a couple extra badges at the Star Valley Jackson game a few weeks ago. So
that was intentional.
Yeah, right? I'm sure it was. Well, Superintendent, we good couple of things going on in the district right now. Of course, that time of year for culminating athletic events, and shout out to the Lady Braves, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, wow, couldn't have gone better with the girls wrestling program this year. And Duke, you know, the championship and the fire truck ride last night and the trophy, that's all great. And you know, we're going to proudly display that trophy at Star Valley High. But the wonderful memories and just positive experience that the young ladies had. Our philosophy this year with women's wrestling, bringing that program on board, was strong minds and bodies through wrestling being the vehicle. And I think that's been accomplished this year. So shout out to, you know, Coach Foreman and Mendenhall and Ivy. We appreciate their efforts as well. And then we recognize Rob Erickson as the AD and Christy Clark making that happen on the backside too.
A lot of moving parts as the season goes on, just trying to figure out how things are going to work. And yeah, I agree, they did well, did really, really well.
Yeah, and then the obviously the Panthers and the Braves on the wrestling side had great seasons and maybe even overachieved. And then basketball regionals this weekend, and Cokeville boys and girls will be in Casper tomorrow evening for Thursday games and make a run at state titles. So
here we go.
Fun
time of year. Absolutely a fun time of year. And then you start thinking, it's crazy, because then you start thinking soccer and track, and you look outside and we'll see how that season goes.
So the turf's already been blown.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah. But that was a couple storms ago. So yeah. Well,
there's one picture that Dal has that I love, and it's during soccer season, and the snowbank was the bench. The players were just sitting on the snowbank because there was the benches were still buried. So
yeah, we've been extremely blessed with moisture this winter. So
absolutely. Well, Superintendent Erickson in studio today. Superintendent, the legislative session wraps up this week, and there were a couple of bills regarding education and how things were going, and even some that were pretty hot and debated quite heavily.
It's been an interesting legislative session, and we appreciate Representative Allred and Senator Dockstetter and all that they do for our organization, and they have our best interest in mind. And at times they have to play politics, but they know what they're doing, and they always come around and offer their full support. So we very much appreciate that. A couple of highlights from this legislative session. We don't have the exact numbers yet, but the RCA, which is the regional cost adjustment, was approved, and also the ECA, which is the external cost adjustment for K-12, was approved. So we don't have figures on that, but I can tell you that when it comes to the regional cost adjustment, there's 48 school districts in the state, obviously, and of those 48 districts, our regional cost adjustment is second highest in the state, right behind Jackson, obviously. Excuse me. So we're at 107%, and that's based on Afton. And Chairman Hershey, Wade Hershey from the school board, was instrumental in having Lincoln County, you know, 10, 12 years ago, our regional cost adjustment is figured off of two different towns, Afton, as well as Kemmer. Most counties in the state just have one regional cost adjustment. So,
gotcha.
Anyway.
Gotcha. Okay. And so as you look at now moving forward, is that that time of the year where you're hiring, correct? And so a new principal in Aetna, so I understand, you'll be looking for one?
Yeah, so Mr. Klein, Principal Klein, is moving on to, he's going back to Utah, and we appreciate all that he's done the last 10 years, and his wife as well. She's a teacher for us at Thane Elementary, and an excellent teacher. She's a rock star. And so we're in the we're advertising right now, accepting applications. That'll close, I believe, a week from Monday. So 10 days or so. And then we're also in the hiring process of teachers. So we've already made some offers for some elementary, and we have interviews scheduled later this week and next week. So it's that time of year again.
Perfect. LCSD2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Another thing I had just thought of, we haven't got much of an update, and there probably isn't much of an update right now, but you got a couple expansion and construction projects going on at elementaries in Afton and Osmond. Everything on schedule there for those projects?
I'll be honest, it's been it hasn't looked like a lot's happening this winter, but a lot is happening. And yes, we're on tap. We're looking at completion of first part of July for both the Afton and the Osmond additions. So we're appreciative that those projects are moving forward.
So ready to roll for fall of this upcoming fall then?
Correct.
Understand.
Correct.
Perfect. Superintendent, thanks for your time. Anything we missed to update us on?
I'd just give a shout out to you as well, Duke. I know that you're not one for wanting praise and whatnot, but just so listeners are aware, we've completely revamped our recruiting strategies and efforts as a school district when it comes to teachers, and we very much appreciate SVI and specifically your help and Dave Kazares with helping us with our recruiting and retention efforts. So
absolutely. Happy to help. Dave hasn't done anything. I'll take all the credit if we're throwing his name out there.
Go for it.
No, it's happy to be part of it. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.